Welcome to another Big Presentations podcast, Minicast. Mike and I are just kind of hanging out, and I'm actually coming to Mike as an expert in this because it's a new school year about to start, and since I oversee the student radio station, I know I'm going to have some new students who are going to be coming in, going to be giving them the 411 on kind of what's going on with it, kind of introducing myself, kind of explaining how things go. So it's kind of like a presentation, even though it'll be fairly informal. Last year, we did this, I think we were just sitting around to some picnic tables outside of the building where the radio station is. So it was kind of informal, but still, I want to do a good job and want them to be interested. So do you think you can help me out with this?
Yeah, let's do it.
Of course, I'll introduce myself because, I mean, it's not like I'm going to have a hype man or anything, so I got to introduce myself.
Okay, right.
So one of the things I know a lot of people do is they just kind of say, you know, hello, but like, hey, you know, my name's Paul Gibson. I've been in radio for like 20 years, and then I was just going to kind of do some career highlights, just kind of explain why I'm doing and why I'm the person in charge, you know, just kind of give some credibility right off the bat.
Okay. All right. Don't do that.
Okay.
That is a pretty common thing.
Okay.
And, but I would say that, especially with a smaller group, informal like that, if you're able to just meet them as they come up, so meet each individual as they come up.
Yeah.
And introduce them to each other.
Ooh, that's good.
And this forces you to remember their names, which helps you because you want to memorize them as quickly as possible. So you're going to get their name. You're going to use it immediately and say, hey, do you know? Or, hey, it was good to meet you. And I look forward to everybody else getting here. And then somebody else comes in and you're like, hey, Jordan, you know, do you know Aaron? Or you meet Aaron, and they're like, oh, Aaron, you know Jordan? I want you guys to meet. Oh, yeah, we know Jordan. Cool. How do you guys know each other? So you foster this community right away as the people come in, and you're meeting all of them. And they probably have seen your name somewhere else as well because they're in your group. So there's a possibility of that.
Okay.
So now they've met you face-to-face.
Okay.
And they've met other people as well. So then when you get up to start talking, they already know you.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense.
And you may not be able to get everybody because there may be somebody who comes in late or right when you need to start or whatever. And so you can say, hey, man, it's good to see y'all. I've met most of you. My name's Paul. I look forward to meeting those of you who haven't had a chance to meet yet. And I'm so excited that you are here.
Yeah.
Because you are going to and just speak kind of a vision.
Right.
That's focused on them. This is what they are going to get. It's about them and the excitement that you have for the good things that are coming to them.
Gotcha.
And then as you preview different elements of their experience, then you can say, we're going to be talking about this. And, you know, during my X number of years with this station and X number of years with this station, I was able to learn some really cool stuff and some life hack kind of stuff that I can't wait to share with you. Mm. And then every opportunity you just weave that in to it. Cool. And then they're like, the more you talk, they're just liking you more and more because you met them, you connected with them, you focused on them. And then not only are you going to be sharing stuff with them just in terms of content, you're going to be sharing all of this wisdom you've developed along the way that they're slowly learning that you have.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I like that. That does seem like a better idea than I think what I did last year. Yeah. All right, cool. So this is good. A little painful, but I'm all right with it. I'm on board. Okay. The other thing is, I've got, you know, like, I mean, it might not be applicable, but, you know, I've got two kids. Everybody loves kids, I'll probably share a funny story about like something my kids, you know, did, like something cute that they say, you know, like kids when they're little, they say things wrong, and that's always fun. It probably won't have anything to do with what they're talking about, but I'll figure out some way to work it in. Does that seem like a good idea?
No, it doesn't seem like a good idea. No.
0-2.
Well, it's only a good idea if it serves a purpose.
Oh.
Okay. In supporting what you want them to learn in that message.
But what if the purpose is them knowing that I'm funny? I mean,
that's not good enough.
Oh, that's not good enough. Yeah. Okay, I got to do more. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
So it has to pertain to like something to do with them like working for the radio station or something.
Right, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man, you're making this hard. Okay.
But, you know, this is in your area of expertise. So you've done this long enough to see some really funny things happen.
That's true.
Or to see people fall into, you know, pitfalls that you're going to help them avoid.
Oh, that's good.
That could be funny.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
So it needs to make sure it fits. And remember that you're going to have these students for months.
That's true.
Hopefully. They're going to figure out that you're funny. You don't have to prove it in the first 10 minutes that you're with them.
But if they don't think I'm funny, they might not come back.
They need a grade. They're going to come back.
Oh, that's true. That's true. That's true. That's true. They have to be there. Yeah. That's good.
That's right. Good. I like that's that. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So be picky with whatever stories or jokes.
Okay. Yeah. So they gotta
help you. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
You may have learned this about me through the discussion we've had this before, but it's really important that they like me.
Okay. Yeah.
So, I mean, if sometimes students come up with ideas that are for like potential radio shows or whatnot. And I don't want them to dislike me. So I usually just say something like, oh, that's a great idea. We can absolutely do that. But that's usually not true. A lot of times I'll have to say no later. But in the moment, you know, I don't want them to I don't want to be like a wet blanket. So a lot of times I'll just agree with them and be like, yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're doing this intro thing and some of them may go, hey, I can't wait to do whatever.
Yeah.
And that's not happening. They're not going to do.
No. There's whatever. No way. No way but that can happen.
Right.
It feasibly could not happen. I mean, it's
okay,
way too advanced, or sometimes, you know, because the kind of university it is, content wise, it just wouldn't play well, you know.
And, okay.
You know, there's no way it would happen, but I don't want them to, you know, think that I'm a drag. So, you know, I'm just like, sounds cool. I like that idea.
Yeah, you can't, man, I just keep having to say this. You can't really do that. I mean, you've got to, right, because, you know, when they get to the point where they realize that they can't do this thing, then they're going to feel misled.
Oh, that's a problem.
And if they see this happening, then they're going to, you know, realize that you're not willing to just tell. Yeah, right. And you're not. You're not. So you don't ever want to make that impression. Okay. That would be, inaccurate and impression.
Okay. Yeah. So I should probably be like gentle but honest and be like, look, I like that you're enthusiastic. I think that you should absolutely come up with more ideas. And I would love the idea of doing something like that, but that probably isn't the best fit for here. But we can work together and come up with something that would be a lot of fun and maybe even better.
Okay.
Would that be better?
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Without leaving them with the impression at all that they are going to be able to do the thing that they just can't.
Right.
Could your organization benefit from a big presentations training? I tell you what, it has been such a good past few weeks as people have been contacting me wanting to book more trainings. They were in a training and then want to book more for their teams. I just love that. So if you have internal meetings that include updates and proposals, this is for you. If you do sales presentations in small rooms, we can help with that too. Go to mrgpresentations.com to book your training today. That's mrgpresentations.com.
Okay, so lastly, I don't have this happen very often, but sometimes I will give them a, I'll be explaining something about like how the radio station works. Like we play a specific kind of music and it was chosen for a specific reason, both content and stylistically, like a lot of thought went into it. And at one point, I heard secondhand that a student was just very openly questioning why in the world we bothered to play the kind of music we play, because nobody likes that anyway. And I felt defensive in that moment. And I was glad I wasn't face to face with that student in that moment, because I was like, well, see here, we've done a lot of thought into this.
Right.
And whenever you have an instinct to open a phrase with "now see here," you're just wrong. I mean, I know that just doesn't work.
Right.
So I probably shouldn't just... I'm guessing based off of my reactions thus far, I probably shouldn't just initially come back with explaining to them why they're wrong.
Yeah. And see, on this one, you're right. You shouldn't do that. You are absolutely right.
Thank God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So what should I do instead?
Well, you want to kind of put yourself in their shoes. Like, how would you want to be treated if you had an opinion that was not what the establishment had?
Okay.
Well, you'd probably want to be heard
and
understood. which you can provide without agreeing
That's
to
true.
What they want to do. You can do that. And you can listen and learn absolutely nothing new the whole time you listen.
Well, I
that might happen. It might be that you do learn something
true,
new.
True.
Maybe. But even if you don't learn anything new, even if you don't.
Yeah, I won't look like
you
a jerk.
You could still Right. Yes. And you could still honor that person by listening.
That's true.
And addressing as appropriate different questions they may have. But they'll walk away knowing that you took the time to listen and make sure you understood.
Right.
And then using wisdom in how you respond, because it might be that, you know, you did listen to all this, you understood, you learned nothing, no reason to change.
Right.
And you're able to provide this guidance or expectation or whatever it is, and they may not like it, but they will know that they've been heard.
True.
That they've been listened to in that. And that helps lessen some of the tension with the conflict. And, you know, even if it doesn't, even if they're wired to be confrontational and they're not going to take no for an answer kind of thing, the people around who are also hearing this thing
yeah.
are going to be impressed with you.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. I like
people. So it's going to be a good perception
yeah.
you know, of you, because you were willing to listen and you were willing to consider. And if it wasn't the best thing to do, you were willing to let them down.
That's right.
And do what was best, even if it wasn't what they wanted.
That's true. And full disclosure, I was that student who did question why in the world we didn't play something different when I was in college. So I could identify, but at the same time, yeah. I wanted to just go, but I'm not the old fogey that the people who I was questioning were. I'm so much cooler somehow than they were. So what I'm saying is I'm kind of full of myself, and I don't want to come off that way.
Well, see, just knowing it is so much more than a lot of people have. They don't even know. Good. Well, you know, these are such good topics. I think we should talk even more about it. Like,
oh,
flesh it out even more, and that'll be our full cast. We'll let this mini cast be a great introduction to even more content that kind of follows the train of thought that we had just now.
Ooh, I like that. So I can learn more in the right. full episode that, oh man, this is great. This is going to be so handy. I'm going to rock this meeting. It is going to be just flipping spectacular. I am so That's excited.
Right. Now. It's going to be good. So don't miss it. Don't miss it. We're going to set you up to make big presentations in small rooms.
Have you been able to use some of the things that we talked about on the show? Well, let us know about it. Give us a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts and let us know what information you found the most useful and made your presentation better.